about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what's going on here? A woman is suing a hospital because she fell off the operating table. I know, not funny. Not funny. She was an 81-year-old. She is an 81-year-old. Florence Fiedler of New Canaan, filed the lawsuit against Yale New Haven Hospital in New Haven Superior Court. It's a Connecticut hospital in Connecticut. She was severely injured when she fell off an operating table after surgery. The hospital did apologize to the woman. They said, my bad. And they're going to implement policy changes. You know what gets me mad? Those tables are so small. Have any of you ever had a cardiolite stress test, nuclear scan of the heart? That table, it's not even the size of a surfboard. I would say it's about maybe a foot in width. You know, so your butt's hanging off part of it. Your breast is hanging off part of the other. Right? And they say, don't fall. You're like, don't fall. I mean, at least with a CAT scan or an MRI, you feel a little bit enclosed. But when you get, you know, a stress test done or you're on an operating table, you really feel like part of your butt is hanging off. And so anyway, while she had a pacemaker implanted, she fell off the table after the surgery. Her attorney said she suffered fractures of the hip and collarbone, a traumatic head injury that resulted in bleeding under the skull. That's serious. That's serious. What's she suing for? $15,000. Well, that's not enough. Wow. So I'm going to get $15,000 for that. They say you take an active, vibrant woman in her golden years and you turn her into a very old woman because you don't pay attention. You know, when every time I've woken up out of anesthesia, I move. I move a lot. You know, I wave my arms. I don't know what I do. I move. And, so I would say, you know what I would do if I were you all? Because I doubt they're going to change, you know, the operating table soon enough. You know how when your kids were younger, you would put those bed railings in, right? So that if they rolled over, this is when they were like toddler age, when they weren't in a crib, and you would have those, it was about a foot or two high, you would stick it under the mattress, you know, they had like metal prongs, you'd put under the mattress, and then it would kind of be like, you know, and I remember hating those. I was like, oh, Mom, I'm a big girl, I don't need these. And my mom's like, no, child, you crazy, you you flay all over the place, you're going to fall out. I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing, you know. And my brother had them till he was a teenager. And you know, maybe that's what you should do. You should go, okay, hey, guys, I know we're doing the surgery. I'll walk in here because they don't let you walk. You know, they roll you in there. So I would just bring your sidearms with you. Why not? Hey, you can bring your sidearm also. Why not? Shoot somebody if they let you fall. But we got to be careful. Okay, so anyway, speaking of fall, I guess Nancy Reagan fell, broke some ribs. But she's doing well. She's okay. That woman's a tough cookie. That woman is one tough cookie. All right, what do we got to talk about today? We got a lot to talk about. Sleep apnea and cancer, sleep apnea and high blood pressure. Same story, different day, but it's important to review. Another study came out just about an hour ago saying calcium pills do increase heart attack risk. So all of you that we've been telling to be popping calcium, you know, we may need to eventually redefine that. I don't like telling you to take the calcium supplements. I like you taking in the calcium, you know, like natural calcium, but no, it's all supplements these days. We're going to talk about the dirtiest places in your work office and anything else that comes our way news-wise. But what's the most fascinating part of the Dr. Dahlia Show, and the only reason why we have any sort of ratings, are your medical questions. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. L-I, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Donovan Work of the Dials. He rocks. We got GCN networking the show. We have all our affiliates as well as XM broadcasting the show. And we got you listening to the show. It's a great recipe. It is a recipe for disaster. It's not a recipe for disaster. Come on. Please. Okay, wait a second. What's going on with this woman who was implanted with a bomb? What's this? Oh, okay. Remember there was a plane diverted to Maine? It was a flight from France to Charlotte. And I guess a French passenger passed a note to a flight attendant saying she had a surgically implanted device. Maybe she was talking about an IUD. Anyway, a French woman accused of causing a U.S. Airway flight to be diverted to Maine by claiming she had a surgically implanted device will be headed home. The U.S. attorney told a federal magistrate judge that the evidence uncovered did not support charging Lucy Zico-Marigo with interfering with a flight crew. She's a French citizen, was being turned over to Customs and Border Protection, and will be sent home. They're probably like, get out of our country. You don't need to scare us anymore. Flight 787 was traveling from Paris to North Carolina when it was diverted Tuesday to Bangor International Airport. Just another manic Monday. Yeah, Bangor. Oh, that's the Bengals. Sorry. Okay, there was about 179 passengers on there. Apparently, Margot only spoke French. And she said, no, je ne sais pas. I don't know how you would say I have a implantable device. Now, I have a vaginal birth control insert. I wonder if my NuvaRing is something I need to disclose to the flight crew. Maybe in France, you're supposed to disclose any sort of implant. And technically, the NuvaRing is a vaginal implant. Maybe I should disclose that next time I fly. All right. She said she had been wronged by a group of doctors and that she had something inside of her that was out of control. She wanted medical help from President Barack Obama. Oh, boy. What did she want Barack Obama to do? Look, he came up with Obamacare. Does she even realize that? Two doctors aboard the aircraft examined her mid-flight, found no evidence of an incision or stitches. Did they do a pelvic exam, though, or a rectal? Marigot was never formally admitted into the country, and she said, merci. And Customs and Border Protection will turn her over to U.S. Airways. And she asked for some crepes. I'm sorry. I wish I could speak French. Oh, how do you say I have a vaginal implant? I have a bomb near my uterus. How do you say that in French? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,562. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.40, $800.70 for a half ounce, or $400.35 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.40, $800.70, and $400.35.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For tuning in, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello,
Dr. Dali. Mm-hmm. I have been told by many physicians that I have to take calcium supplement up to 1500 milligrams a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hear that it causes artery problems. So is that a good thing to take supplements or not?
No, I honestly don't know what to do anymore. I really don't know. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You know, we were just talking about this yesterday, how there was a study saying taking supplements, especially in postmenopausal women, cause early death. And then today, BBC News reports that a study in Germany says people who take calcium supplements could be increasing the risk of having a heart attack. Now, calcium in itself, from yogurt, cottage cheese, milk, etc., doesn't seem to have this effect. But taking the pills, the chalky calcium carbonate, I don't know if calcium citrate is included in this or not, those are the ones they're saying is having a problem. So my guess, it's the substrate that the calcium is mixed in with, rather than it just being calcium. Now, you know, you're right. We tell everybody to take 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day, divided three times a day, because your body can only absorb 500 at a time. So 500 in the morning, 500 at lunchtime. But I don't get a lunch hour, so I'd miss that dose. And then, I eat, but, you know, nothing where I'd remember to take pills. And then, hence, the vaginal birth control. Exactly. Otherwise, I'd forget. 500. I see you guys are smart. 500 in the morning. 500. My gynecologist is like, Lord have mercy, woman. We need to either duct tape the medication to you or something. What? Okay, 500 milligrams in the morning of calcium, 500 in the afternoon, 500 at night. Now, this is the calcium they're talking about. Now, why do we tell everybody to take calcium? Well, because of bones. Okay, remember, we aren't living till our 40s and 50s. We are living, knock on wood, till our 90s. All right? Well, how many of us breastfeed that long? Well, we don't. Right? Do we drink goat milk? Do we drink cow's milk? No, we drink soda pop. We drink coffee. We drink tea. Coffee, tea, soda pop. Exactly. We don't drink milk. Milk isn't a main beverage type of staple for us. So we're not getting our calcium. We used to eat cheese. And now we're like, well, we need to watch our weight. We need to watch our cholesterol. So we're not getting our calcium in. So as our bones thin at a much quicker rate, and plus we're not exercising as much, you know, taking a car to work as opposed to walking or taking the horse means you're putting less stress on the bones, and less stress on the bones allows your bones to become brittle quicker. Okay, bones need exercise to grow and stay strong. So when you put all that all together, doctors like, you know what, well, just take extra calcium. Now, taking calcium doesn't necessarily make your bones stronger. It's just if you have low dietary calcium, that makes matters worse. So we want to get that out of the equation, and we tell you to take calcium. So, okay, great question. So here we have researchers in Germany. My grandmother was from Essen, so I can speak as a German. Guten Tag. They say the general heart should be taken with caution. A balanced diet would be better strategy. I love my grandma, but whew, don't make grandma mad. Oh, man. She got mad. That German accent would come into play. I didn't know what the heck she was saying. She was yelling. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Researchers at the German Cancer Research Center in Heidelberg followed 23,000 people for more than a decade. They compared the number of heart attacks in people who were taking calcium supplements and those who did not, and the results were not good. There were six... Oh, Donovan's calling the bus. There were 851 heart attacks according among the 15, almost the 60,000 people who did not take supplements at all. However, people taking calcium supplements were 86% more likely to have had a heart attack. This is not funny. There is nothing funny about this study. So 86% more likely to have had a heart attack. All right, so they think it may be substantially increased by taking calcium supplements. Okay, now, you want to know what problem I have with this? One is the way it was reported on air. Yes, I understand that. That wasn't the best. But number two, okay, you can't look at a bunch of people who had a heart attack and then, you know, look in their cabinet and go, oh, well, we got this pill here, we got this pill here. You know, one of the best studies to do, something that's most comprehensive, are the prospective. The retrospective studies, yeah, they're nice, but, you know, a prospective study would be great. You have a whole bunch of people, good, clean heart health. You make them all take calcium, and you watch it for 25, 30 years, and whoever gets a heart attack, you know, as long as everyone's cholesterol is the same and everyone's blood sugar is the same and high blood pressure. Okay, that would probably be a more accurate study and be able to tell us if calcium supplements would be more of an issue. But at this point, looking back and going, well, these people had heart attacks, these people didn't, but these people took calcium, I don't know. All right, so here's my only problem, though. This isn't the first time there's been a study regarding calcium supplements and heart attacks. This is probably, I don't know, this might be the fifth time I brought this up on the show. How many of you guys don't even listen? I'm a first-time listener and probably a last-time listener. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you listening. So this is nothing new. This is same poop, different day. So let's see. Oh, we got New Zealand involved. Here we go. Ian Reid and Mark, what are the New Zealanders saying? Mark Boland, researcher at the University of Auckland in New Jersey, I'm trying to come up with an accent. I can't do it. The evidence is also becoming steadily stronger that it's not safe, nor is particularly effective. Why can't I do Outback Steakhouse? Okay, let me see if I could talk like this. I don't need to do. I can do it in Espanol. Las pastillas de calcium está muy malo por el corazón. There, okay, good. All right, I think we got the point. So I don't know what to tell y'all. You know, you come to me. You listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know why, but thank you for doing it. You listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show for me to make heads or tails of these studies. And I don't know what to tell you. You know, this is probably, the fifth, maybe, study coming out saying that calcium pills could increase heart risk. What I would recommend you do, because, again, why are we putting you on calcium? For your bones. Okay? Maybe what we could do is, again, get your DEXA scan. Let's see where your bones are. Right. Dr. Diet is going to cost money, and this is why we have to have Obamacare. No, it's the DEXA scan isn't that expensive. Get a bone density scan, see where your bones are. Start walking a little bit more. Do weight-bearing exercises, right? If you don't have any weights in the house when you walk, then carry the dog. We had a little Shih Tzu. She used to get so tired when we would walk that we had to carry her. All right, maybe carry the dog. That's weight-bearing. All right, weight-bearing exercise builds up your bones. Make sure you have a diet that's rich in calcium. Now, I know some of you are lactose intolerant. I get that. And if that's the case, maybe you could take some Lactaid, those enzymes or whatever. But if you could tolerate getting a little bit of yogurt, I can't tell you to eat cottage cheese. I can't eat cottage cheese. That's disgusting. Cottage cheese reminds me of a yeast infection. I'm so sorry. And the reason why, and I know I'm ruining most of your breakfast by this, but when we were in medical school, you know, and we were asked to interview people coming in with yeast infections, you just didn't examine them. You have to ask them. And you'd have to ask, is your vaginal discharge a cottage cheese curdly type of, I couldn't eat cottage cheese ever again. No, thank you. That just completely ruined a whole food for me. I like chocolate milk, but again, we got to be careful with our sugar. So, broccoli. Yeah, you know, a lot of vegetables have calcium, have diet rich in calcium. I can't tell you to get sunlight, but if there was a way for them to bottle up sunlight, get that, get your vitamin D in you, and exercise to protect the bones. And you may have to go on those bisphosphonates. Now, true, another study came out saying bisphosphonates are linked to femur fractures, and the whole purpose of your taking a bisphosphonate is to not get a femur fracture. Again, I don't know. I'm just as dumbfounded as you. You know, but you know what? I think that helps. I think it helps for you guys to know that your radio doc is just as confused as you are. All right? We don't like feeling stupid. We don't like feeling in the dark. We don't like feeling that. But if, you know, here you have a national expert. And yes, I am. Don't ask why, but I am. I'm considered a national expert. I know. Yeah, if your national expert is sitting there going, duh, you know, I really don't know. I am just as confused as you are. Oh, you think we're confused about this calcium stuff? Remember the PSA recommendation 2 days ago where we're not supposed to be screening people for prostate cancer with the PSA? Oh, man, you should have seen the emails I got. Doctors calling me going, what the heck are we supposed to do? I go, I don't know. I'm going to sit on my thumb until this passes over, honestly. All right. Okay, I got to pull over and cool down the tires. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Ladies, if this is not your first year that you're trying to lose weight, and if it is a source of constant struggle to lose that extra 10 to 20 pounds, then you need to get a pen and a piece of paper ready. Take down this number, 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. So if you like good news, well, this is it. TH-121 is a weight loss formula from Chamonix. It's scientifically formulated to not only lose the fat, but to help you look great. Call now to receive a free bottle with your order. And that's not all. You'll also receive a free fat blocker. So call now. It's an absolutely risk-free offer. 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. So if you're like a roller coaster with your weight, do yourself a favor and call now. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916. Order right now and receive a free fat blocker. Call 800-525-6916. That's 800-525-6916.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, this is a great email. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, Brett from Santa Fe writes, Doctor, you have a great show, and it sounds like you have a wonderful team. However, I detect... I can't even read this. I detect some sexual tension between you and Donovan. Am I correct? Is there sexual tension between me and Donovan? Donovan works out. Look, here's the thing. Donovan is crazy gorgeous, but no sexual tension. And but that's a good question. Really, are you guys picking up on sexual tension? I mean, we're talking about yeast infections. We're talking about dogs eating diabetic toes. Calcium supplements. I don't see how there's any sexual tension in the air. No, honestly, I don't think I felt any sexual tension since I got married. You know how before you're married, when you're single, there's always sexual tension, right? Everywhere you go, there's sexual tension, right? You know, you can be at the gas station, and you can be at the AM/PM, you know. But once you're married and you know, I found my man and, it's like Snickers satisfying. You're, yeah, no, not really. The problem is now you brought it up. now Now there's a big elephant in the room. I don't know. Got to be careful. You can't be doing that because then, you know, we start having dreams and we can't do that. We have a great team and the last thing I need is Kyle or Charles or James or Donovan or anybody I work with, you know, to start thinking I'm all that. And luckily they know what I look like. And so I don't think that happens. So, but no, we have a great team. We're going to keep it that way. And thank you for asking, but no, no sexual tension. Now, there is a stereotype out there that radio hosts appear to be more horny and it's because I don't fall under that, right? I'm perimenopausal, so not me, but it's because of microphone. You know, everything in the studio is pretty kind of phallic type. It all, you know, everything in the studio reminds you of sex, right? You got the microphone. You have a second microphone. You have the soundproofing, right, in the room, you know, kind of, you know, that bouncing off walls. I got a ceiling fan in here. So, yeah, I guess, you know, you could think about sex. I got a Lord of the Rings poster with Aragorn. But, no, honestly, I think, you know, radio hosts exhaust themselves after talking too much, and they really don't have time to think about sex. Okay? Great question. That's it, guys. Those are your medical questions? Oh, yeah, now. Okay, yeah, we're going to be talking about dreams in the next show. Not today's show, tomorrow. And some of you have already been telling us your recurrent dreams. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. On tomorrow's show, we are going to interpret your dreams. All right, and there's some good ones, you know, always be naked in the dream, you know, so we need you to, call in, even if we're not live, and again, just give us permission, you can play it on air, and we're going to do those, so 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, what are your recurrent dreams? Okay, that's going to be a good one, can't wait. Okay, what's going on here? We got a man with a zebra in the car. What's going on here? Okay, so there's a man who was arrested outside the Doghouse Lounge. I don't know what city this is. Oh, is it Des Moines? Apparently, his name is... Oh, this is a weird one. I'm looking at his picture. Okay, well, there goes any sort of sexual aspirations for today, looking at this guy. 55-year-old man was driving home drunk, but he had a zebra and a parrot with him. They often spend time with him indoors and ride in his vehicles. The animals visit neighbors and the parrot usually hangs out on his shoulder. On Sunday, after doing chores and eating dinner, he decided to take the animals to the doghouse. I said, let's go for a ride. It ain't been away from the farm for almost 2 months. I ain't been, I think, because I've been planting corn. So I open the door. The zebra jumps in. The macaw loves to go for a ride. Now, he said he had only 3 mixed drinks with his dinner before leaving. He walks into a bar. A group began taking pictures of the zebra, and then he was told that he couldn't have a zebra in the bar. But he said, I seen dogs in the bar. The bartender, who answered the phone at the doghouse, said, well, there's never been dogs in the bar. I don't know what this guy is talking about. Okay, well, of course she's going to say that because he could get in trouble. So he left the bar with a friend. He put the animals back in the truck. He got into the truck with the macaw. And then, this is what he says, the friend asked if he should drive instead. So while the police were pulling him over for a DUI, they were switching seats. But he was only switching seats because he thought it was a good idea that he not drive drunk. Yeah, right. How many times have you have we all tried to jump and switch seats as the cops are coming up? Anyway, the zebra and parrot were never left alone inside the vehicle, but I think he got cited for not putting a seatbelt on the zebra. All right, his friend drove the animals back to his farm after Ryder was arrested. There was cattle, other zebra, and a Watusi. Isn't that a dance from the 50s, the Watusi? It's a type of African cattle known for their long horns. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Some of you keep it clean. Ryder says he enjoys keeping the animals and wants to start taking them to parades. What is wrong with this world? All right. Okay, can we move on from this? 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, we can't. Here's another crazy story. All right. You know how James Bond always orders a martini shaken, not stirred? Well, apparently there's a huge outrage because the next Bond movie called Skyfall. Yeah, Daniel Craig is still James Bond. You know who I think? I think Daniel Craig is an amazing James Bond. You know who I think should be the next James Bond when Daniel Craig retires? is that I can't think of his name. He's in that movie Prometheus and was in the movie The X-Men, the good-looking guy. He would be an amazing James Bond. He should be the next James Bond, and he's sexy. Anyway, apparently the movie Skyfall has a $45 million deal with Heineken. So James Bond is going to be drinking a beer, a Heineken, instead of a vodka martini. Now, one James Bond actor, George Lazenby, right, who played 007 only once, was probably the worst 007 we've had, is really upset. He complains. He says, you know, this is ridiculous. This is an outrage. All right, you know, but okay, I don't really think he gets an opinion. He was only in one movie and it stunk. All right, you know, everybody forgets about him. He's the James Bond that we all forget about. But no more shaken, not stirred. Although the best line was in Casino Royale, where he asked for a martini. They ask him how, and he goes, "Does it look like a bloody give a damn?" Or is that what he said? Does it look like a bloody care? Yeah. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, birth control. No new research says IUD is probably the most effective birth control. Oh, man, are we back to the uterus again? I thought we were able to, you know, leave the below the waist. Oh, IUDs are back, either copper or hormonal. It can be done at the doctor's office, and it costs a lot of money. The hormonal implants can prevent unwanted pregnancy. And remember, in Europe, they're talking about putting little girls on this so they don't get pregnant. Why don't you just sew their knees together? All right. Of course, many people freaked out about IUDs back in the 60s. Right. There were issues back then, but now they do seem to be safe. My ladies like them. I wouldn't recommend them in anybody who's sexually active in a non-monogamous relationship, having multiple sex partners, because there's a string with the IUD, and your chlamydia, your gonorrhea, your syphilitic trepanomum or will climb up the string, go into the uterus. IUDs, they look like a little T. When you insert them, they look like an I, and then after you plunge them in, they look like a T, and then they have a string. And I don't know why they, you know why they probably want to push the IUDs? Because everybody is so sick of the debate with insurance companies and birth control, right? Yeah, now many people in the Catholic sectors are suing the Obama administration. And you know what? I think they have a right to. They don't, you know, they don't want to pay for birth control. They don't have to. But I see what's happening. They're trying to push everybody to get the IUD, so now we don't have to pay for birth control. I don't know if I like that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, all right, I'm reading this. Now they're saying, this is the Dr. Talia show. I'm sorry, this is driving me crazy. The PSAs are in the news again. Now they're saying you could do one single PSA test, and that'll predict prostate cancer risk. And if your PSA is less than one, there's a very low risk of you developing prostate cancer over the next 15 years. So when they did a study and they looked at men younger than 50, none of them developed intermediate or high-risk prostate cancer if their PSA value was less than one. I mean, I'll agree with that. I mean, when your PSA is low, you're doing pretty good. Now, when it rises, that's an issue. Okay, so we went from getting your PSA checked, maybe start at age 50, to not getting the PSA at all, to, well, maybe you could just get one, right? All right, so this debate going back and forth, I'll keep my eye out, and I'll keep you guys abreast of the prostate and what to do. Just a single test, huh? Is that what they want to do? Just a single test. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Something cool we talked about in the late part of the show yesterday. For those of you who didn't fall asleep at the end of my show, we were talking about skin cells being able to successfully be turned into cardiac cells in mice. Actually, they were able, from what I understand, they were able to take a patient's skin cells. They took skin cells from an elderly patient with advanced heart failure, took it into a laboratory dish, mixed up some little goodies with it, all right? These are pluripotent stem cells that were induced and were able to make healthy heart muscle cells that were actually youthful heart muscle cells. Now, the new tissue was transplanted into a rat. They're not ready to do this in humans yet, but this was human skin cells turning into human cardiac cells. This stuff is way cool. Way cool. Because if you have damaged heart from heart failure or from a heart attack, then maybe you could also use this type of technology for damaged brain from Alzheimer's or dementia or multi-infarct dementia. Okay? And this is some cool stuff. So they were able to turn skin, we're talking skin, you know, like stuff that flakes off on your scalp, dandruff type stuff, skin into cardiac muscular cells. Am I the only one that thinks this is cool? Come on, people. This is cool stuff. Get excited. Get excited. All right. Here's another one. This will wake you all up. All right. University of Wisconsin Madison researchers have found a link between sleep apnea and cancer. Wake up, people. This is important stuff. Come on. The paper was presented at a medical meeting this week. And I'm going to tell you, these medical meetings, you aren't allowed to fall asleep. Those, you'd think doctors fall asleep at these meetings. Now, sometimes I do. I look around, right? You know, because I find this stuff boring a lot of times. So I'm sitting there at these meetings, right? This stuff's kind of boring, so I look around. Because, you know, remember the flip-off game I made up in medical school? I told you guys about that, right? Where I find people not paying attention, and I flip them off, and then you get a point. So I like to play that wherever I go, even if it's a foreign city. And I look around the meetings. And honestly, not many people fall asleep. I mean, they may be texting or something, but nobody really falls asleep. Anyway, the paper was presented at a medical meeting showing that the worse the sleep apnea, the greater the risk of dying of cancer. Makes sense to me. All right? Let me see. They say people with the most severe apnea, where you have difficulty breathing, maintaining your oxygenation when you sleep, were 4.8 times more likely to die of cancer than those that did not have apnea. Now, they already took into account factors like age, body weight, smoking, etc. And they said that they found this particular increase in link was from the sleep apnea only after they took into account all the other factors. With mild sleep apnea, the risk of dying of cancer was only 10% higher than those who did not have the apnea. Moderate apnea were 2 times more likely to die of cancer. So whether it's moderate or mild, get a sleep study. The sleep study will tell you. They give the doctor a report, and they make it really easy for us to read. They go mild sleep apnea, moderate sleep apnea, or severe. The severe, we know it's severe because before you even get to the note, they already have a prescription for your CPAP mask. But I can't stress enough how important I think getting a sleep study is. And from what I understand, more and more companies do it in your own house. So you don't have to go to a hotel room. And I know many of you are looking forward to being away from the wife, but still, you could do it in your own house. Pretty cool stuff. Now, they actually found that people that do adequately wear their CPAP mask and their machine will reduce their high blood pressure and the risk of heart disease. Now, this study, going back to cancer, they're really not telling us what types of cancer. They're just saying it lowered cancer. All right, so I don't know if we're talking prostate cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer. All I know is they're saying cancer overall. And honestly, that's good enough for me. You know, I mean, I don't like any of them. I don't like any of the cancer. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll sleep apnea mask every night if I have to. But I keep bringing up that anybody that has high blood pressure should be immediately screened for sleep apnea because the lack of oxygenation when you sleep does cause a spike in your blood pressure. You know, and here I have patients come in, they don't want to get the sleep study done, and we add another blood pressure agent, and we add another blood pressure agent. Here you are, you're on 3-4 blood pressure medicines. You don't want to get the sleep test. But Dr. Dolly, I don't want to wear the mask. I know. I get you. I don't think I could wear a mask when I sleep. See, because I really bury my face in the pillow. I get, and it's good I do that because sometimes I drool in my sleep. You know, I'd hate to, you know, scare the cat. And so I don't think I could have anything on my face besides my pillow. So I get that. But, you know, not all sleep apnea treatment is a mask. One is weight loss. Okay, you know, getting you on a good diet, having you lose weight. Some of you that have huge tonsillar tissue and a huge uvula. Stop the giggles. It's in the back of the throat, the uvula. Stop the giggles. Some of you with huge tonsils and a huge uvula. Really, people grow up. Can get that surgically whopped off. And then that opens the airway. What is going on with you guys today? Sexual tension, uvulas, falling asleep during the show. Come on, people. We got a lot of work to do. Okay. All right. So get your sleep apnea test. I'll stop there. All right. What else do I want to talk about? Well, we got so much time left. Let me see here. Okay. Where do office germs lurk in the break room? Oh, yeah. You know how we were talking about how your computer keyboard and your computer mouse and your smartphone has a lot of germs? Well, now a study looked at office buildings and the break rooms. Okay. And they found that the bacteria load, call it quote unquote officially dirty readings, okay, of 300 or more on their scale. It was a device they used, all right, found the break room sink faucet handles were pretty bad areas. The microwave door handles, keyboards, refrigerator door, well, duh. Water fountain buttons were dirty. Vending machine buttons. Let me see. The study got could be cleaner readings on computer mice, desk phones, coffee pots, vending machines. See, nobody washes off the refrigerator door handle. And you see the smudges and the fingerprints. I need to do that. I'm going to fingerprint my staff because you see the smudge, right? It's very easy. You don't even have to get a forensic specialist. You could probably just look at everybody's fingers and match it. Just clean the break room. So anyway, a lot of bacteria and germs lurking in the break room. Now, you know, for those of you that are busy employers, I guess you could say, all right, no breaks for everybody to protect everybody, but then you got the labor board on you. So you need to allow breaks. Just make sure they clean. And it's very easy. Just assign somebody. You know, 15 minutes before shift is over, you have them go and clean and, you know, just alternate it every day. Da-da-da, yeah, you work us hard enough. I know. All right, finally, I guess seniors at Miami Beach High School are all ready to go to prom, and then their parents find out that it is in the same area that the XXX Exotica Expo is being held. So parents are really upset that this Miami school prom is being held in a place where there's a porn convention. And in these porn conventions, people walk around pretty scantily dressed. All right, well, what are you going to do? I don't even know what to say on that. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming right up. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.